Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
May we hear your word that will transform our lives. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you for being here. I hope everyone is doing well. And those that are not well will be well by the end of the service. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 15, verse 7. We've been studying on prayer these last couple of weeks, and we will continue today. John chapter 15, verse 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Hallelujah. So I'll recap some of the things that we talked about the last two weeks, and then we'll continue. Notice here that in this verse, you is mentioned five times. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. It shall be done for you. Jesus, we talked about the prayer. You have to realize that there are so many kinds of prayer. The prayer of consecration, the prayer where we are fellowshipping with God, intercessory prayer, different kinds of prayer. But we are focusing here where you have a desire that you want the Father to do for you. And it all starts with the word of God. It all starts with the word of God. So many times people pray and we pray and question the will of God. But the word of God is the will of God. The word of God is the will of God. And so prayer always must be based on the word of God. And then notice that he says that if you abide in me, if you are born again and in the kingdom of God, then you abide in him. And then the next step, if all that he has said is, if we abide in him, then we'll ask what we desire, then we'll have had it made. But he added another aspect to it. He says, and my words abide in you. When we have his word, then when we go to prayer, when we go to pray, we are speaking his word back to him, and that prayer is sure to receive an answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my words abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. That is what the Solomon said in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. It says, my son, give attention, Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. Notice again, words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That's like similar to what he's saying. Let the words abide in you. Keep the words in your heart. What would those words do? For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. So prayer must be based on the word of God. You take the word of God. He says, my son or my daughter, give attention to those words. Where are we going to find God's word? In his holy Bible. Incline your ears to his sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep those words before you. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Then there will be an effect. The results will come as a result of those words abiding in you and those words being in you. So today I want us to look at two people that received what they desired, or this morning, received what they desired or what they wanted from God. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To 49. Mark 10, 46. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. My, what a glorious story. Jesus is passing by, and blind Bartimaeus is by the roadside begging. Blind and poor. What a deplorable condition. How worse can it get? He's blind and he's begging. He's at the bottom of the ladder. He's sitting by the roadside. And the good news is he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and blind Bartimaeus, in his low state, he's in his lowest point in his life. The situation that he's in, the good news is he heard about Jesus. Is Jesus concerned about the situation that blind Bartimaeus is in or you are in? Absolutely, yes, he's interested. Blind Bartimaeus began to cry as, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He began to cry for mercy. He began to cry for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Sometimes that's what we have to do. We go and cry for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Blind Bartimaeus said, then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many times when people question us, what is this Jesus about? What is this God about that you keep following him? You keep crying out to him. People will try to stop us. People will try to sometimes they even persecute us. People will try to say that this thing that you are doing, what's the use? But no, like blind Bartimaeus, we keep crying unto Jesus. He had heard by now that Jesus was going about, like Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, for God was with him. He heard that Jesus was passing by that day. He has heard all these good things about Jesus. He probably also heard as well, Luke chapter 4, Jesus Christ coming to say that, I came. This is the purpose for which I came, to deliver the oppressed, to preach the gospel to the poor. I am poor and I am begging. I qualify. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blind Bartimaeus heard about Jesus. It is important what we hear about Jesus. Is Jesus concerned about the details of your life? Absolutely, he is concerned about the details of your life. The Bible says that he lifts the poor out of the dust and set them with princes, even with the princes of his people. Hallelujah. He is concerned. That is what he's interested in. People that are downcast, people that are down and out, everybody has counted out. Jesus is interested in people like that. Hallelujah. So the blind Bartimaeus continue to cry out to God, that God, Jesus, have mercy on me. When we come to prayer, we don't come with our goody-goody self. We come crying for mercy. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. And so he kept crying out. Psalm 113 verse 8, that's what I was looking for. It says that, verse 7, blind Bartimaeus had probably heard that. He heard that about Jesus. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He said that Jesus Christ has come. He is helping the poor. He is helping the sick. And so what he had, exactly what the Bible says, that when he had, Romans 10:17 says that, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when he heard about Jesus, when he heard that Jesus was passing by that way, he made a determination that he was going to receive what he desired that day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he cried out. Now let's follow Jesus. Mark, go back to Mark chapter 10, verse 46, please. Let's keep reading down. Verse 48, many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Jesus is never busy to stand still for you. Hallelujah. Jesus is not busy that he will not hear you. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. He saw that today was a new day. Today marked the beginning of a new life. I'm throwing away my beggarly garment. I'm throwing my those garments aside. I am going to go to Jesus. I am full of cheer. He's excited. Finally, he has the attention of Jesus. My Lord. And so Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" That takes us to our point. Be specific. Jesus is asking you this morning, all the time when we go to prayer, what do you want me to do for you? What exactly do you want me to do for you? Isn't that an interesting question? If someone is blind, will you not be able to see that the person is blind? You will surely see that the person is blind. Jesus knows that he is blind, knows the condition that he is in, but he asks him the question, what do you want me to do for you? When we come to prayer, he wants us to be specific as to what we want. What do you want Jesus to do for you this morning? What do you want Jesus to do in your life? What is the greatest need on your heart that you want Jesus to do for you? The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." He could have started with a crowd. He could have started with the people. "Jesus, you know this crowd is hostile. They have been hostile to me. They kept preventing me from coming to you." He could have blamed where he was born, the place that he was born. He could have blamed his parents. He could have blamed so many people. He could have started there. No, 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 no. He went straight to the point and said, "Jesus, that I may receive my sight." That I may receive my sight. He said specifically what he was looking for. This is the condition that I'm in. This is the condition that I need deliverance from. That I may receive my sight. Be specific and tell him exactly what you want when you go to prayer. You have a desire. You have something that you want changed. Talk to him about it. He knows it, but he wants you to stay exactly what you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Jesus said that to him. "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. He came to Jesus crying for mercy. And he walked away with exactly what he needed. Does Jesus do those things today? Absolutely, yes, he does it. He does miracles all the time. Without the miraculous, Christianity is just another religion. But no, Christianity is not just another religion. Christianity is the life of God. Is Jesus being in the now of your life? Hebrews 13 says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still does those things. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still interested in humanity. He's still interested in our lives and what we are faced with. Like one time we were praying for a certain man. He had an issue with his back. We prayed for him, and Jesus, the power of Jesus touched him, and he was made completely whole. He couldn't bend. He started bending and he cried out, "I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed." Jesus, that's Jesus, to the glory of God. That's Jesus coming into that man's life and delivering that person.
Hallelujah. He's still the same. I could give you testimonies of people who were by the roadside begging. They were in a poor condition, sin ravaged. Today, Jesus has turned their lives around. That's what he specializes in doing. He raises the poor out of the dust and set him with the princes of his people. Gives them dignity, gives them meaning in life. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus does. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Followed Jesus on the road. That's very important. Jesus doesn't heal you or save you or deliver you for you to continue down the path that you were going. That was not good. He delivers you so you can make a lifelong commitment to follow him all the days of your life, to serve him. And follow Jesus on the road. Blind Bartimaeus, after he received what he desired, after he received what he wanted, followed Jesus on the road. He said, from today, if he's delivered me from my poverty, if he's delivered me from my sicknesses, he set me with the princes of his people, giving me a significance in life, I am going to follow Jesus all the days of my life. That's what we have to do. Make a commitment to follow Jesus on the road. Make a commitment to follow Jesus all the days of our life. My Lord, this great miracle that he has wrought in my life, I couldn't have helped myself. I couldn't have done it myself. He's helped me. That's what I did. I'm going to follow him on the road. Hallelujah. Follow Jesus on the road. So he came, he heard about Jesus, he took a step, he was specific as to what he wanted, he received what he wanted or what he desired, and then he followed Jesus on the road. Follow Jesus on the road. Wasn't distracted by the crowd. The crowd is shutting him, trying to shut him down. His friends are telling him, it's of no use. Give up. There are too many people here. He said, no, Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God, have mercy on me. And he received from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Jesus is still the same, interested in the poor, the downcast, the one that society had said that these people are, they are the bottom. He's interested in lifting you up and setting you with the princes of his people. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now let's look at somebody else that received from the Lord Jesus, from God. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verse 9, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hannah. Interesting, we have a Hannah here. But this is Hannah in the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, but only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Then Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Now do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no sad. Her face was no longer sad. Now Hannah kept going to Shiloh every year, as it was their custom. And this year when she went, what she was looking for was a baby. She was barren. She was not giving birth. But this time when she went to the tabernacle, she said, this year, this is it. I'm going this time. I'm going to receive from God. I am fed up with this barrenness, like same like blind Bartimaeus. I am fed up with this blindness. I am fed up with this issue. Today it must end. This day it must cease. I am going to receive my miracle today. I am going to receive from God today. And so she began to cry out to God. Just like sometimes it's good to cry out to him. She began to cry out to God and say, God, give me a child, please. Have mercy on me. If you give me a child, I'm going to give this child to you. Like blind Bartimaeus, deliver me and I'll follow you. I'll follow you all the days of my life. If you give me this child will be given back to you. And as she was praying, she was so full of grief and sorrow that only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. The priest thought that she was drunk and said, Quick, take away this drink away from you. And just stop this. But Hannah answered and said, No. I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk at all. I am of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I've poured out my soul before the Lord. Before the Lord. I'm so bad. I really, really want to have a child. That is why I am crying out to God. You see, in the old covenant, he told them that none will be barren among you. So Hannah was in line with the word of God by praying and asking for a child. None will be barren among you. None will be barren among you. And this morning, any area of your life that is barren as well, God wants to touch it. God wants you to be fruitful in your life. I am not drunk. I really want to receive from God. I want to receive from God. That is why I am crying out to him. And Eli answered and said, Go in peace. The God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. God grant you, I pray, God will grant you every desire of your heart. Every desire of your heart. The petition that you have asked. The priest made a switch and took his priestly role and said, Woman, now I understand what you are talking about. I can see the condition that you are in. May God grant you what the petition that you have asked of him. This morning, whatever you desire from God, may God grant you the petition that you desire of him. And she answered, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. Verse 18. So the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Her face was no longer sad. You see, when you pray, you leave the place of prayer with the answer. She is not pregnant. She has not seen any baby, but she goes rejoicing. That's as if she has received the answer to her prayer. When you pray, at that moment, receive what you pray for and go forth rejoicing. That's the next step to your prayer. Go forth no more sad. Go forth no more downcast anymore. Why? Because you know that he's heard your prayer, and now you go forth with thanksgiving. That's the next step to your prayer. Go forth no longer sad. She went her way and ate. If the priest has stood in the place of God and said, may God grant me the petition that I desire, thanks be to God. I have not seen the baby yet. I've not seen anything yet. But I know that I have the petition that I have desired of Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Leave the place of prayer with joy and thanksgiving. With joy and thanksgiving. So important. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, I'll read it from the Amplified. I'll read from the regular New King James version, and then we'll look at it in the Amplified. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known to God. The Amplified puts it this way, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving. Close your prayer with thanksgiving. Continue to make your wants known to God. That's what Hannah did. She was no longer sad. The petition has already been made. God has heard my petition. Now I thank Him for the answer. That will always produce results. That is based on the word of God, so it will always produce results. You are no longer sad. Now you are rejoicing. Now you know that God has heard your petition. God has heard your prayer. And the answer is as sure as day follows night. There is no question about it. The next time that Hannah came to the temple, she came with the baby. Glory to God. But she saw the baby and the answer to her prayer even before she left. Once that she left that place of prayer, she was confident that she had the answer. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My Lord and my God, giving you all these scriptures so you can be confident when you go to prayer that you will receive from Him. Thank you, Lord. Says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him. that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. You compare that with John 15:7. When you have his word, you have his will. And so you will not pray outside that will. You pray in the will of God. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have. You see, not going to have. We have. We know that if he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. When you leave the place of prayer, leave with the answer. We know that we have. You've taken the step. Now notice, this is the confidence. That's what gives you confidence in prayer. That we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, the word of God is his will. His word is abiding in you. His word is in you. He hears us, my Lord and my God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that created you, hears you. And not only does he hear us, we know. These are terms that boost your confidence. These are words that gives you boldness in prayer. We know, not we think, not we are not sure, not maybe so or maybe it will not happen. Maybe if it's the will of God, no. You've gone past that step. We know. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That we have the petitions that we have asked of him. You are not questioning it anymore. You are so sure and confident. This is the confidence we know. This is the confidence we know that we have. That's exactly what she did. She received what she desired from God. Remember, if my words abide in you, you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask for what you desire, and it will be done for you. Glory to God. My Lord, I had a testimony of a woman. She was in her 80s. She was a preacher. And she got sick, and she said, the preachers went to pray for her, and she said, no, I just want to die. I just want to die. Just leave me and let me go home. Let me go home to be with God. No, the preacher said, we are not going to do it. Let God heal you and then die if you want to. Let God heal you and die if you want to. And so they prayed for her, and she received her healing. And she went up. The next time they saw her, they said, oh, she's out and about holding revival, meeting people, getting saved, people getting healed, people getting filled with the Spirit of God. And she went on for another 10 years. And then when she was ready to go, she went. They knew the will of God was to heal that person. They were confident about it. There wasn't questioned. God has a plan for our lives. Every situation that we find ourselves in, the answer is in this book. It's there. The will of God is there. The questions that we have, the things that we are faced with, the answers are in the book. The answers are in the book. And God, we have God the Father. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God. We have His name. My Lord, what more else can we ask for? It gives us confidence in prayer that we can go to him and receive the petitions that we desire. That's what he's saying in all these scriptures. We are confident. Now we end our prayer with thanksgiving. Doubt is not a question anymore. If the enemy comes to you, endeavors to you to tell you that what you have prayed for, you are not going to receive it, you resist him. Doubt is of the enemy. He said, no, I have God's word for it. God has promised it to me. I believe I've received it. I have the petition that I desire of him. And I'm willing to receive. Hold on to it. And then it comes to pass. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Just talk to him this morning in the name of Jesus. Talk to God. Whatever is on your heart this morning, heaven is open over us this morning. He is ready to hear the petition. Whatever is on your heart, blind Bartimaeus received, Hannah received, you can receive this morning as well. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. Glory be to the name of the Lord forever. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you are here as well, and you don't know the Lord Jesus, and you say, this morning, I've heard the word of God. I've heard about Jesus, how he can deliver. Deliver. And I want to give my life to Jesus. Just raise your hand. You said, I'm in this condition. I want to come out. I want to give and make a fresh start with Jesus. Just raise your hands for me. If you want to give your life to Jesus this morning and come to him and be born again and start a new life, he's here this morning to hear your prayer. Thank you, Lord. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you humbly. I receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my redemption.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.